Hey, hey, sex fans, welcome back. Today is Wednesday, May 18th, 2011, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge. And I'm your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. You know, I was thinking some weeks ago that we haven't had a kick-ass sex wisdom podcast since Carol Queen was a guest on my show back in early March. This, of course, is the podcast series where I chat with researchers, educators, clinicians, pundits, and philosophers who are helping us take a fresh look at our sexual selves. So, I started to rummage through my little black book to find us the perfect person to break this sex wisdom drought. And guess who I found? Well, I'll tell you. She's an amazing woman. She is a fertility sex educator, blogger, author of Shameless: How I Ditched the Diet, Got Naked, Found True Pleasure, and Somehow Got Home in Time to Cook Dinner. A motivational speaker and the founder of the American Fertility Association. Here with me is the irrepressible Pam Madsen. Prepare to laugh your ass off, sex fans. I know you will enjoy her as much as I do. Now, Pam invites you to visit her on her site, beingshameless.com. She has a column at psychologytoday.com called Shameless Woman. She writes for thefertilityadvocate.com, and she's on Facebook and Twitter, too. If you can't remember all of this, you'll find all of these links in today's podcast posting on my site, drdicksexadvice.com. Today's podcast sponsor is adamandeve.com. Say, did you know that the AdamandEve.com superstore is the largest provider of adult products for both women and men in the entire U.S. of A? Well, it is. And because they're so freaking huge, you can expect the best selection, quality, price, and service available on the net. Listen up, you guys. Good sex toys are not cheap. That's why I'm directing you to shop at AdamandEve.com, because being part of my audience has its perks, don't you know? When you shop at AdamandEve.com, you will receive a discount of up to 50% off your first item. That's a huge savings. You'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a bonus gift. And to top it all off, they'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. Why, you can't beat that offer with a stick. So here's the deal. To get this big discount and all these free gifts, you will need to enter a special code when you're ready to check out. So write this down. The code you'll need is Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R. Simply type in that code when prompted in the checkout window. It's just that easy. Or, if you click on one of the banners on my site, in today's posting or in the sidebar of my site, the 50% off will be calculated automatically. Sweet, huh? However, if you visit AdamandEve.com on your own, you'll need the code. And again, that is Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, just like my last name, don't you know? Okay, without further ado, let's get on with the show. Welcome, Pamela, and thank you for joining us. It's marvelous that we've finally found this time to be together for the Sex Wisdom Podcast. Thank you for taking time out of your grueling schedule and book tour to chat with us. Now that you're here, would you like to say hello to the nice people?
Hello to the nice people.
You know, and this is probably going to surprise you, but there's a bunch of big fat perverts in our audience too. So you might want to say hello to them as well.
Ah, well, you know, being that the term like pervert, like kinky, it's only perverted and kinky the first time.
That's right.
You
that
know,
so
and
true.
I think it's important that we say that right off.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, safe, sane, and consensual.
Right.
And after that, you know, have fun, children. Just
That's
play
right.
safe.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So, as you know, I am a huge fan of yours. I follow you on Twitter. I visit your blog, beingshameless.com. I read your other columns at psychologytoday.com and thefertilityadvocate.com. So my first question for you is, ma'am, is it possible for someone like me to overdose on you? Because if it is, I'm doing it.
I am so adorable that it's completely impossible.
That's what I thought too.
And but, you know, the fact is, Richard, do you like to be called Richard or Dick?
Yeah, Dick, Richard, Louise, Marie.
Okay, we'll go with Richard for
okay.
now. maybe deeper into the conversation
all
we'll
right.
move to Dick.
Okay.
But let's start with Richard. You know, I have so many, you know, like everybody out there, including you and the listeners, we have so many parts of us. Mm-hmm. You know, I have different flavors. I have different voices.
Right.
So, you know, at the Fertility Advocate, I talk about reproductive health and family building and infertility and all that jazz for gay and straight people.
Right.
Or for those of us who are a little bit crooked, you know, and then over at Psychology Today, that's where I really get to push the envelope a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
For people who perhaps are more like me, you know, I'm really the minivan girl.
Uh-huh.
You know, I live a pretty crooked mainstream life, which I really think how most of us are. You know, I'm married. I've been married for 30 years. You know, so I had this dalliance with gay men and erotic massage.
There
but
you
besides
go.
That, you know, and that's what makes me a little crooked, right?
Yes.
But, you know, I'm still making Thanksgiving dinner and having my in-laws over.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of a soccer mom. You know, so I get to bring that sex educator, sex coach voice through my body and my perspective over at Psychology Today, where I'm always pushing the envelope and
right.
occasionally ask me to change the title of my blog
yes.
and occasionally ask me to switch the picture up.
Right.
But I really value my Psychology Today blog because it really allows me to speak to everybody.
Right. It's a wonderful venue, you know, and you reach a whole lot of people that, you know, would never come to Dr. Dick's sex advice, I might add.
Well, they might after I write about you. and that's the point of being able to be me.
Right.
In the world
and
of sex
so
educators.
It's so important. And it's really the basis of, you know, who you are and what you say in all of your venues, and including your book, which I really want to get to in a moment here. But I want to ask, because it's a concern to me, with all the demands on your time, when do you find time to touch yourself in purely? That's what I want to know.
Right now.
Oh, good. Me too. Excellent.
And now that we've shared that with the audience.
Exactly.
I'm, you know,
they expect this shit from me.
Yeah,
but,
well,
you
know, but that's what makes me fun. Because I can give permission for people.
Yeah.
And
that's what it's all about, is it not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm the queen of giving permission.
God, I want you to be my mommy.
Yeah, well, ask my boys about that. They're not so sure. I mean, I told a story on Psychology Today and got kind of whammed a little bit for it. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
You want to get right to my book. Let's talk about the story for a second about me being somebody's mother,
mm-hmm.
okay? So I am. I'm the mother of these two fabulous boys who are no longer boys. They're young men.
Mm-hmm.
One's 22 and one's 18. I don't mention their names out of respect. And,
and that's all
you know,
we're going to say about
I'm driving in the car. They're a few years younger than they are now, but not a whole bunch. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually talking. I think we were like listening to like someone like Dan Savage on the radio,
yes,
and he was
right.
like talking about transgender something, and I was talking about cocks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I said, you know, well, blah, 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 cock, blah, 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 cock, blah, 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 cock. And my oldest looked at me and said, Mother, could you not use the word cock? And I was like, huh? And I looked over at him, like, what do you mean? Because that's my word, right? That's what I call it. I call it a cock. And so, and I'm not, I didn't think I was being inappropriate or
right.
weird with them.
Right.
It was just my word.
Yeah.
I was like, you want me to use penis? Is that what you call it? Do you say my penis? Like when you're with your girlfriend, do you say my penis? Or do you say cock? I mean, like, what do you use? And he looked over at me and he said, mother, wee-wee will just be fine. And I wrote about this story about naming genitals over at Psychology Today, because a lot of the women who I coach can't name their genitals.
Oh, I know.
So it was like a prelude in, a funny prelude in.
Yeah.
And like people, commented and said that I had crossed, boundaries with my children. And my sons were right to correct me not to use the word cock. It was wrong to use the word cock with my kids. Mm-hmm. And, maybe, okay, that could be valid, right? It's a sexual term. But it's what's fluid for me. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't trying to be outrageous mm-hmm. with my children. And maybe they have an outrageous mom. But,
that's their problem.
Right. And I try to keep a lid on it a little bit. My younger one is less conservative than my older one.
Uh-huh.
And I said to him, because some people, my book, we can segue into the book. Some people, Amazon, people write all these reviews, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy to tell you, Richard, that I have, not that I read them obsessively, and check every day. But I have, 36 or something 5-star reviews.
Right.
But there's a sprinkling of others, because my book is controversial,
yes.
And I know that.
Yes.
I get it.
Rightfully so. I mean, who needs pablum? I mean, for goodness sake, this is what's probably wrong with our, culture, at least from my point of view, is that we have so much pablum out there that is just innocuous bullshit that, doesn't challenge anyone to grow, doesn't ask anyone to stretch, and, what good is it? I mean,
right,
why bother?
Right. My book is very real.
I'll say.
You'll say. Part of it's because when I first wrote it, it's based on a blog.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it anonymously. So
is
I wrote it
right?
Very real.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't think anyone would ever know it was me, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously it had to be cleaned up and turned into a literary work, which it was. But the core body of the story was written in the moment.
Right.
So, I said, I got worried because some of the people who were commenting were really vicious.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and very angry with me,
yeah.
And called me names,
right.
And I got really worried about my kids.
Yeah, right.
And I walk into the kitchen and I'm crying and I'm saying, "Oh, guys, I don't want you to read this stuff. I'm worried. What are you going to think of me?" There are some people who are really awful out there. And my youngest said to me, "Mother, are you reading the internet again?"
Stay away from that.
Right.
What's wrong
Don't
with
ever
you?
Do that. And then he gathered me in his arms, and he's taller than me, and he said, "I love my mommy. I love my shameless mommy. And when you write that third book, I'll deal with it then." Mm-hmm. So,
Outstanding.
That's how it is with the kids.
So let's name your book. It's called Shameless, How I Ditched the Diet, Got Naked, Found True Pleasure, and Somehow Got Home in Time to Cook Dinner. That's it says it all, really. I mean, one only has to read the title, and then everything is right out there. I mean, I love that. I absolutely love that.
I named the book with my husband and my agent.
Oh,
I was
cool.
going to name the book Reveal or... unapologetic.
Uh-huh.
And I walked into my husband and I said, "What's the name of an unapologetic?" And he looked at me and he goes, "Who the hell are you kidding? You're shameless." And that's how that came. And then
how
I sat
cool.
with my agent over martinis at a bar stool. And she said, we wanted to write the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "So what did you do?" I said, "I ditched the diet."
Mm-hmm.
She goes, "Then what happened?" I said, "Well, I got naked." She said, "Well, then what happened?" I said, "I found true pleasure." She goes, "And then what happened?" I said, "I went home and I cooked dinner."
Of course. What's wrong with you? Don't you do that?
Right. So that's how the book got named. And,
grand.
Each time, It's my story of my sexual awakening. Oh, God, people are groaning already. Oh, not another story of sexual awakening, midlife crises, women obsessed with their weight and sex. Oh, yes, it's one of those. But it's not what you expect, mm-hmm. is it, Richard?
No, it is not that. It is not that. It's mm-hmm. a joy to read, and the thing is that you exude a confidence. Well, it, right here in this conversation, everyone can see it, or hear it, anyhow. But you weren't always that confident and shameless, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So why is it important for us to lose our shame, and why do we have so much of it to lose?
Oh, boy, do we have 3 hours?
Talk I mean, really fast.
Really big questions. You know what? I think that all of us are, we don't see images of ourselves in the mm-hmm. world, period.
Right, for the most part. Most of us don't.
Right. We're marketed a certain way of being.
Yes.
And there's very, and then we're enticed around other ways of being that we're told to want and get turned on by, but we're not really supposed to do it.
Yes.
I mean, that's for the HBO or Showtime series.
Yes.
You know, you can watch Hung on, you know, I don't know, is it Showtime or HBO, one of
right.
them. But you shouldn't really do that, right?
Right.
You can watch Desperate Housewives, but don't be one.
Yes.
So we get a lot of mixed messages in the world. And so therefore we have shame.
Yes.
And I think that we also think that our sexual desires are so different.
Mm-hmm.
That word pervert or kinky, that there's something wrong with us and our desire. And, you know, what I tell people all the time is walk, you know, what I loved, Richard, was when I was on my book tour and I was in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
there's Coco DeMare right there.
Uh-huh.
Right there!
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was right on the strip. It was like, you know, right next to, you know, Banana Republic or
right.
something.
It isn't,
but it's like right next to those kinds of stores. And
you should tell people what Coco de Mer is. It's
Coco
a
de,
sex
ahead.
Shop, basically. A lovely
very,
one.
Very, upscale. Very high. And it's where to buy your $1,000 paddle. you know? So, you know, if you want that particular paddle, flogger, collar, extraordinaire,
uh-huh.
They sell my book. They're fabulous.
Oh, good for them.
So I did a reading there.
Oh.
So you know, if it's right there, right in is that Beverly Hills? I live in the Bronx, so excuse me. So I think it's Beverly Hills, and so
sure it is, darling.
Sure, it's somewhere fancy in California.
Yes.
On a fancy street.
On the left coast, somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
Over there.
And there. So, or you go into Babeland or Good Vibrations,
yes, exactly.
or any of the stores. We come in tons of them,
mm-hmm.
and I get no money for saying their names,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not going to. So, you know, the point is you go in and you'll see that your pervertedness, your kinkiness, your judgment, your shame, it's for sale,
mm-hmm.
because you see it's really not kinky or perverted.
And on top of it, you're going to find that, oh my God, I am so mainstream compared to a bunch of other folk.
Absolutely. So, you know, the fact is that it's only kinky the first time.
Right.
And my kinky is your normal, and your normal right. is my kinky. But see, we don't talk to anyone really about it.
Right.
And so we do feel shame.
Yeah.
And then there's the business about our bodies.
Right.
Never being right, or something being broken about them.
Yeah.
I was at a workshop with other women. And there was just like this moment where you did like this vagina reveal.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I went first because it's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And show me a cliff, I dive. And I did the reveal and can we get personal? I'll call
sure.
you now.
Because I'm going to show you my vagina really
right,
soon
right.
if you
can
don't
get,
watch it.
Can you get really close? Can everyone who's listening to the podcast take a breath with me? Let's create a container of sacredness. And I shared my vulva, which
uh-huh.
I my pussy, that's my word.
Right.
I'm a cock pussy girl, right?
Yes,
we got
me too.
One,
absolutely.
Right? So I showed my pussy to the group and then I said what I had to say about it. And then I went back to the audience. There was an older woman about 70 years old in the group and she took my hand and she was crying. And she said to me, "Oh, my God, Pamela, thank you." Actually, this is a scene in the book. I share this part in the book. Thank you for doing that. I always thought that I was deformed. Now, please, audience, know I have a beautiful pussy. There is nothing deformed about it. I have larger inner labia lips. Now the world knows. My children will die, but they won't ever listen. So I have fuller lips. You can see them. And she had only seen those images of those clipped lips.
Yes.
That, and some women naturally have beautiful tiny little lips, and some have beautiful fuller lips, and that's how vulvas are made, right? But she had never seen those lips. She had only seen Photoshopped, the way someone thinks our vulvas should look.
Men, most likely.
Who are totally missing the boat on us fuller lip girls. So, you know, she saw for the first time another woman's genitals. For 70 years, this woman carried shame.
I know.
For 70 years. So that's what the shame's about. So what we're doing and what I'm hoping to do is to help people get real.
Right.
About their bodies, what's so, what's not made up. And the fact is, Richard, is that I struggle with my shame on a daily basis.
Well, all of us do. We have to. I mean, because the pressure from the popular culture is so intense and so pervasive that there is no getting around it. So all of us have to do this affirmation every single day, you know, that I will not give in to this. I will not be a victim of it. I will free myself up from this. I do it all the time as well. I mean, I'm a 61-year-old man, a gay man, and, you know, when you get past a particular age as a gay man, you become invisible. And you speak about this, you know, a lot, both in your book and on your blogs, that so many of us who claim or feel invisible are because we're not putting ourselves out there. Isn't that correct?
Nope. It's true. It's all about being willing to be seen. So if you're not willing to be seen and to see others, then we become invisible, and then we don't know which came first.
Right.
So what I coach people to do, when I talk about people to do, is to look at other people and be nice.
Right.
Be generous with your compliments.
Yeah.
Smile at
the
doormat.
We don't know how to do that. That's a lost art, is it not?
Yeah, it's about flirting with the world.
Yeah.
You know, I'm flirting with you shamelessly right now.
You know? Which is a good thing, because that's the name of your book.
Yes. So, you know, I say, when you start to flirt with the world will flirt back.
That's right. And I am, because I loved your book. I think you're a charming person. Before I met you on the internet here, and I think, you know, since you've been flirting with me and me flirting right back, I love it. We are kindred spirits, you know, and I've discovered that in a short period of time. So neither one of us is invisible to the other, and we did it because we chose to.
Absolutely, and people can do that with the clerk at Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
You could do, I mean, doormen are like my favorite prey.
Uh-huh.
Because if I want to give somebody a high for the day and get one in return, as a woman, I just give a wink and a toss and a smile and a good happy morning. And, you know, we exchange a moment of being seen together. And he or she gets to feel sexy, and so do I, and I swing my tushy by. And people should know, you know, I'm a 50-year-old woman. I'm a size 14. I am not some itty-bitty girl. But I live my life now, not when you first meet me in my book. But I live my life as a turned-on woman. And that's something that I've learned to source from my inside out. And it's what I gift to the world. And then the world is really juicy back with me.
Right.
And how yummy is that? And it's a place, really, Richard, that we can create from. It's a place that we write our books from, do podcasts from.
Exactly.
If you are in Wall Street, it's a place you will sell and buy stocks from. Sexual energy, it's like the commander-in-chief of your body. So learn to play with it and harness it up through your body. It's not about coming. I mean, mm-hmm. coming is nice.
Don't get
you know,
me
I'm
wrong.
All for orgasms. But there's ways of sourcing that sexual energy
yes.
that you can take it out into all kinds of places in your life.
Right. I totally agree. And I've been out there, you know, making a fool of a sexual fool of myself, you know, since I was a young man. And I decided early on that I wasn't going to cave to the popular culture's notions of what, you know, a person should do and should not do, and professional people. And, you know, I get people responding on my blog all the time and said, you know, Richard, if you were the professional person that you say that you are, you wouldn't say cock and cunt, and you wouldn't put up those dirty pictures on your site, and you wouldn't do this, and you wouldn't have these raunchy conversations with Pamela, and you would, well, you know what? I am, and I do, and if you don't like it, you can, you know, not stop by, but I'm not going to cave, you know, to the popular culture's notions of, you know, how I'm supposed to deport myself as a gay
right.
man, as an older man, as a sexologist, as a PhD. All of that stuff is baloney nonsense.
And the fact is, all those definitions are also even flexible, aren't
that's
they?
That's right. Absolutely.
And I think that's also a piece that for me and my story and what I share is that I was, and in many ways still am, Richard. I hate to disappoint the people who are going to ask you for my phone number for a date. I'm a monogamous woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe it's an expanded monogamy.
Right.
And
you get to define that.
I get to define that.
Nobody
right.
else is going to define that for you. Or if they do, you can tell them to shut the fuck up because, mm-hmm. you know, this is my territory. It's my life. I can say what I want about, you know, who I am.
Right. So I consider myself polyaffectionate, but not polyamorous.
Uh-huh. Good, good,
and,
good.
And I consider myself in an expanded monogamous relationship. Those are my labels, and I define them, as you say, they're my sexual agreements with my beloved husband
mm-hmm.
of 30 years. And if he's not a love warrior, who the hell is?
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, that man even came with me to visit. So we were stepping ahead. We could tell a little bit of what happened for me. My girlfriends were having affairs. No judgment. I love them. Don't ever want to meet their lovers. But
and interestingly enough, this is part of the core of your book. Your interaction with this beloved group of women that you call your friends, right?
My martini circle.
All right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I call them my teenies. Yes, and you know, they're fabulous women. They're my contemporaries. We were all in our 40s, various sides of 40. And they were all in monogamous marriages. And they started to have fabulous affairs and try to keep their marriages and have affairs. And they were like, you know, these exploding, I mean, their pheromones were like bursting through
yeah.
my skin.
Right.
And I was like, shit. You know, I want some of that. And the fact is that in many ways, I was such an innocent. I met my husband when I was 17. He was it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, people, it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It. And, you know, this summer we're celebrating 30 years of marriage. So, yes, he survived the book and my adventure. So, I wanted to figure out a way, and I called it man hands,
mm-hmm.
a way to experience myself under somebody else's touch
mm-hmm.
without actually doing the deed
right.
and without giving away my heart.
Right.
And
that's what professionals are for.
And that's what professionals are for. I mean, I think somebody called me... I think it was Annie Sprinkle called me like the first out female Jill. I'm the first Jill, but you know it's or at least the first Jill who's talking about it. But I wasn't really a Jill because that really kind of puts me in a certain place. I was really interested. Well, you know what? Maybe for the first 2 minutes I might have been a Jill
mm-hmm.
Because I was looking to have a Sex in the City Samantha kind of adventure.
Right.
It turned into a healing journey for me.
Yes.
And a transformational journey, changed my life journey, shifted my career. Didn't change it, but shifted my career
uh-huh.
kind of journey.
How could it not? Right.
Right. But I didn't know that going in. I thought I was going to go have
It's probably just as well. Would you, if you knew what was coming around the corner, would you have proceeded?
Probably not.
Yeah, because that's something that I really want to uncover with you. But go on with your story, please.
So I went on this adventure. I won. A gay man. So gay men have been. Gay men love me. I love gay men. I'm like Bette Midler without the fishtail, you know. And in fact, in my next life, I hope, in my Buddha reincarnation way, to come back as a gay man. But until then, I am this crooked woman. So a gay male masseur, who is a very good friend of mine, starts to tell me about one of his experiences with erotic massage.
Mm-hmm.
And gay men have this covered, okay?
Absolutely, you know, covered.
They just have this totally covered. And he's telling me about this. I just about knocked him unconscious. I bolted straight up on the table. And I was like, erotic massage, like spill now. Because I figured I could do that. I was a pro at massage.
Uh-huh.
I love to receive massage. Uh-huh. And maybe that would be enough for me.
Yeah.
So he told me about it, and I went looking for this for women. Well, you know, back in the day, which is about 7 years ago, and not so easy still today, but much more available to women today.
Uh-huh.
Lots of luck, honey. Okay, if you were a man, gay, straight, you could get anything you wanted in the universe online, okay, brought to your home. If you were a woman, I couldn't find anything. Now, again, back in the day, I didn't know the language. I didn't have the secret handshake. I didn't know any of that, you know. I was just this, you know, desperate housewife.
I absolutely love it.
You know, trying to stay, you know, loyal to my husband, you know, but by giving myself my own wink. Right?
Right, right, right.
So I went looking, and I couldn't find him. And I went back to my masseur friend, and like, where do I find these guys? And he gave me a gay male website.
Uh-huh.
Where this stuff is sort of offered up. And I figured out the language that I really wanted, someone that said the word sacred intimacy.
Right.
Like body electric. They have these code words that mean I'm not really here to, can I use the F-bomb here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to fuck you.
Right.
I'm here to do something else with
right.
you. And I was like, oh, that's this language. This means something else. And I think I want that something else. Not, I don't want some man to fuck me. I want this other thing.
And so that's a wonderful thing, that we can look at sexuality on a continuum. It's not just about, you know, abstinence or sexual exclusive arrangement with one person and then fucking. There's all kinds of stuff in between. There's flirting, and there's being genuine, and there's being generous with compliments, and there's touching and mutuality and all this kind of wonderful expression that doesn't involve fucking.
And what I found out deeper into my journey, and now I can talk to from the where I am now, is that when there are certain boundaries placed around what you're going to do, like what's safe for you
mm-hmm.
to explore, and you know that those boundaries are going to be held for you,
mm-hmm.
well, Richard, that's where I find surrender.
Absolutely. And with that, I'm afraid that I'm looking at my clock and I see that our time is up for today. And
No,
it's a terrible thing.
I didn't say the safe word.
See? Now, look at this. Now, here we are on the cusp of, you know, your surrender, and our time is up. I've got to have you back next week. Will you please come back and tell us about surrender?
Well, can I be shameless for half a second?
Okay.
Can I tell your listeners that I'm a Facebook, you know, slut?
Absolutely. I want you to give us your website and walk us around a little bit and tell us where we can find you on the net and where we can find your book before we conclude, so we can visit you during the week.
Okay, shameless plug. So follow me on Facebook at Pamela Madsen, M-A-D-S-E-N. Don't go after the poor music woman, please. The famous music person and a famous sexy fertility advocate. Sexy fertility advocate to the right. Follow me on Twitter at Pamela Madsen and go to beingshameless.com for my community to learn about my book, coach with me if you want to, and right. Go on your own shameless journey because I guide people through that. And I'm on Psychology Today. Guess what? I'm the shameless woman on Psychology Today. So I've loved this. Oh, and if you're trying to get pregnant, sure, thefertilityadvocate.com.
And I'll have all these links on my site in today's posting.
Fabulous. And this has been just so much fun.
Well, we will be.
You made it safe for me, and I want to enter.
We're going to have more of you in next week. So until then, we will be visiting you in cyberspace.
Yay! See
Bye,
you there.
Honey.
Smooches.
What a fabulous show! Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Tune in next week at this time for part two of my chat with Pamela Madsen, and more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is AdamandEve.com. Listen up, you guys. AdamandEve.com provides you a unique opportunity to both shop and educate yourself about the amazing array of adult products out there. And don't forget that being part of my audience has its perks. Get up to 50% off your first item, receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a special bonus gift, and get everything shipped to you absolutely free of charge. Now, to get this bang-up deal, you'll need a special code to use at checkout. So write this down. All you need to do is type in the word Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, at checkout to receive this big discount and all the other freebies. Or, if you prefer, click on one of the banners on my site, in today's posting, or in the sidebar. The 50% off will be calculated automatically. However, if you visit AdamandEve.com on your own, you will need the code. And again, that is Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, just like my last name, don't you know? One final thing, I want to take a moment to invite you to check out my product review site, drdicksextoyreviews.com. That's right, sex fans, now you can see what's hot and what's not in adult products. You'll find reviews of all sorts of adult goodies, sex toys for sure, but also condoms, lubes, herbal products, fetish gear, as well as educational enrichment videos. Don't miss a single one. Again, the address is drdicksextoyreviews.com. Until next time, remember, sex is good. And good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.